WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
We're going to be keeping warm tonight with Frightened Rabbit, and I've got Scott Hutchison of Frightened Rabbit in studio with me. Hello, Scott.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in and traveling in this yucky weather for us.
Oh, no, I'm in the right place. We're in a van. It's fine, protected.
The van is nice and cozy.
Yes.
And we were chatting a little bit before the break about how this is your last plugged-in electric show for a while. How do you feel about that?
I'm kind of like, you know, it's a sort of mixed feelings. Mm-hmm. I've been touring a lot, so I'm glad. But then, you know, as soon as I get home, I'm sure I'll be missing it after a week or so. I'll be getting bored.
Yeah. You know? What do you do at home? Is that when you start, you know, turning your thoughts to writing or?
Yeah, definitely. They're two such different mindsets, mm-hmm. and I don't feel like I can mix the two, so I don't really write on tour.
Mm-hmm.
Because touring's all about just this kind of mechanical repetition, and it's not very creative business at all.
Yeah, yeah.
But when I get home, I can actually get my different head back on and start thinking a little.
So if the head has rolled off.
Yeah, well, yeah. Hopefully it won't have rolled off completely. I think I've got some of my faculties left after this tour.
And you do most of the writing for the group, right? Do you do all of the writing?
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've always been quite solitary and controlling about the things that I do and make. I used to study illustration and stuff, and that's kind of a solitary kind of work that you're in control of. So I kind of apply that same kind of idea to doing the music as well. I really should let the other guys in, but I don't know.
Well, from what I understand from reading up about you a bit, you actually were on your own. You were a solo act. For what, the first year or so of Frightened Rabbit's existence?
Yeah, I was. I was on my own, but then I found, you know, it was tough getting people to listen, so I needed some sort of volume.
You needed a bass section?
Yeah, I did. I did, so I got a hold of that, and then people were listening whether they liked it or not. You know?
And your brother joined you first, right?
He did,
so
yeah.
So you
yeah.
were a duo for a while?
We were. We made a lot of noise. We didn't make a lot of pleasant noise, but it was good fun. And then I guess we figured we needed to, you know, add some dimension other than just masses of cymbals and lots of distorted guitar. So Billy came in and calmed us down a little bit, and it all worked out.
Well, it sounds like a nice slow progression. You added your brother Grant, and then a couple years later, right, was when you added Billy.
Yep.
And then Andy came aboard.
Andy just last in 2008. It was in fact New Year's Eve. I met Andy in a bar, and I proposed to him then. And he said yes. But we were both kind of, you know, in a New Year's Eve kind of frame of mind, so we couldn't really remember what we'd said or whether we'd agreed
to
anything.
The New Year's Eve frame of mind.
I got this. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So we couldn't remember. So we got this text message saying, "Did you ask me to join the band?" I was like, "I think I did." Why don't you just come to rehearsal? So yeah, I think we're done for the time being.
Okay,
it's a good number.
Well, because if you're not careful, you're gonna have people hanging around you tonight at Iz, hoping that they'll get an invitation to join Frightened Rabbit.
Yeah. Oh no, it happens. Believe me, it does.
People, the word will get out that you might be accumulating new members.
Right.
Are you done growing?
We need someone to play recorder. That's all we're looking for.
Well, you do have a very epic sort of sound, at least to me, very anthemic. And so, I mean, I can hear the quieter side, obviously, on the single that we're playing right now, Good Arms versus Bad Arms. I can imagine you acoustic strumming, and we're going to get some of that in just a moment.
Sure.
But to me, listening to Midnight Organ Fight, it is so much about the big anthems that it's hard to imagine that it actually took quite a while for you to collect your little group of Frightened Rabbits.
Yeah, well, it's funny. I mean, it's always been going on in my head. But what you know when you go and see a solo songwriter and you can just tell there's this huge arrangement going
mm-hmm.
on in their head
mm-hmm.
and it's not coming across at all. So yeah, it's always been there, but I've just never had the means to actually maybe just didn't have enough pals to actually make it happen.
Well, obviously collaboration can be quite inspiring.
Yes, it
for
can.
Its own case.
Yeah.
Well, all that talk about collaboration, now I'm going to ask you to do a solo number for us. So.
Yes.
What would you like to start us off with?
Oh, this is the opening track from the record. It's called The Modern Leper.
Great. Here they are. Here's Frightened Rabbit on WNRN.
Well, a cripple walks amongst you all, you tired human beings. And he's got all things a cripple has not, two working arms and legs. And vital parts fall from his system and dissolve in Scottish rain. Vitally, he doesn't miss him, he's too messed up to care. Is that you in front of me, coming back for even more of exactly the same? You must be a masochist. You love a modern lapper in his last leg, on his last. Times and still can't work out why. See, I've got this disease that I can't shake, and I'm just rattling through life. Ah, oh, this is how we do things now, yeah. This is how the modern state's scared. So I cut all the good stuff. Well, I cut off my fruit despite my leg. Is that you in front of me, coming back for even more of exactly the same? You must be a masochist. You love a modern lapper in his last leg. I am ill, I'm not dead. I don't know which of those I'd prefer, cause that limb I have lost, it was the only thing holding me up. And I'm lying on the ground now, walking through the only door. I have lost my eyesight, like I said I would. I still know that that is you in front of me. You're about to be even more of exactly the same. Who are you? Masochist. You love a modern lapper in his last leg. You're not ill and I'm not dead. Doesn't that make us the perfect pair?
Frightened Rabbit live and acoustic on WNRN. Scott Hutchison, lead singer and writer of the Frightened Rabbit songs. And you are they're going to be playing tonight at Is Venue here in Charlottesville. That's above C. Tapas, which some of you may know as the former Star Hill Music Hall location. It's a great space for music, so I think you guys are going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Looking forward to rocking out tonight.
First time in Charlottesville, so.
Great to have you,
yeah.
And hopefully many returns.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's nice to come. I mean, like, the smaller places, people seem way more excited that a band's just going to be here.
Yes.
Yeah. I know that's, I mean, I grew up in a small town, so I know what that feels like.
Well, we are pretty fortunate. We get more than our fair
sure.
share.
Yeah.
We're sort of a nexus of various little, well, good promoters and
good.
A record company and, you know, some good radio, if we say so ourselves. And it does lead us to get more good music than probably a town of our size ought to have. But I noticed in that song, and I'm nice off-the-cuff edit, by the way, of the Modern
Lover.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Used to.
You've got to learn the radio versions, huh?
I do, yeah, I know.
There is this album is one of my favorites, and I can't stop listening to it. I really... my guilty confession is I have other stuff I need to be reviewing, and I haven't been able to stop listening to Midnight Organ Fight.
Oh.
But it is, as we sometimes say, a minefield of F-bombs for radio.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, I know.
You Scottish lads, you're a little with the salty language.
Well,
huh?
It's, yeah, you know, it's in there. It's almost like punctuation in Scotland.
Well, it's a part of real life, I think.
I think so. Yeah, you know.
And you also name-checked the Scottish Rains in Modern Leper. And we were talking a little bit about atmosphere and how that sort of inspires a person's music. I mean, there is a lot of good music coming out of Scotland right now, and it seems to be maybe in 2009 that will be the year of the Scottish indie artist. But what do you attribute that to?
Well, we were just saying, I guess, you know, you got to spend a lot of time indoors in Scotland. It's dark a lot of the time. You know, the nights draw in. And you know, we're just not really fans of sporting activities. So I tend to spend my time indoors, I guess, keeping warm and, you know, I don't know, imagining places that are nicer. I don't know. But yeah, I guess you could attribute the weather to our kind of creativity, I guess.
And yet, you know, the interesting thing too about your album is that as pervasive as some of the dark imagery is, I wouldn't call it a dark album at all. Do you get that a lot? Do people comment on the, you know, there's a lot of blood and organs and...
yeah, I know. I didn't really realize I had an obsession for that stuff until I started writing the songs. And I was like, wow, it's in almost every song. I'm obsessed by guts. And so, yeah, I mean, I guess I always like to put a little chink of light at the end of the... quite often dark tunnel, and a very kind of Scottish, even British way of dealing with, you know, great sadness is humour.
Yeah.
So hopefully there's a little of that injected. Some of my favourite writers, like Nick Cave, you know, his songs are funny a lot of the time, and but they're dark too. Mm-hmm. It's dark humour, and but I think, you know, that's a very Scottish thing, and I'm pleased to allow that in.
Yeah, there's a similar sentiment in, like, Dig Lazarus Dig, the latest single from his album.
Yeah.
You actually have some kind of quasi resurrection imagery in your music.
There's a bit of that. Yeah. I mean, I'm not religious either, but I just I do like that kind of. There's something powerful about the imagery.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely usable for things other than praising. So.
Well, yeah, it's that idea of hope, right?
Exactly. And yeah, yeah.
Literally springing eternal. The great thing about Head Rolls Off is that, you know, much of the song is about that time when we will no longer be here,
yeah,
or my head will roll off. But as it keeps pointing out, someone else will go on.
Yeah.
And so you never sort of wondered, gee, is this guy going to be okay?
Yeah.
As you do with some artists. Cause
sure, yeah, I know. And there's a couple of dark moments on there as well, like the suicide stuff as well, which, well, I always use the songs in a way to try and work out things instead of actually, you know, getting so far that I can't see any light at all. So it helps make sense of the world, I guess. Of writing. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, can we hear another track from the album?
Why don't we do Head Rolls Off then?
Great.
Just as we were speaking.
That's a song that we've been loving around here. It's Frightened Rabbit on WNRN.
Jesus is just a Spanish boy's name. How come one man got so much fame? And to any me, it's pointless to anybody that doesn't have faith. Give me the cloth and I'll wipe my face. When it's all gone, or something carries. Someone else's will not. When my head rolls off, someone else's will turn. And while I'm alive, I'll make tiny changes to earth. So you can burn me. We'll all be the same, the same way. Dirt in someone's eye that's cried down the drain. I believe in a house in the clouds, and God's got his dead friends round. Them, they're all dead in you.
Frightened Rabbit on WNRN. That was Head Rolls Off, to be found on their most recent album, Midnight Organ Fight. Now, you know, I was actually kind of thinking as I was reading that Alt Energy underwriting about the little things that they ask us to do to make a difference. And I think that's the fist-pumping quality for me of Head Rolls Off, because the important part of the song is the fact that, you know, the intention to make tiny changes while you've got the chance, while you're here.
Yeah, it's not even a difficult thing to do either.
No.
You know?
Voting, so, for instance.
Well, yeah, that's really, what is it? Do you check a box here, or is it?
Some people check boxes, some touch screens, some pull levers.
Anyway,
I think we all do it differently.
Yeah,
but
it all worked out.
Oh, yes, definitely. And, you know, it's a good year for hope and change and things like that.
Yeah, I think so.
It's a timely song.
Yeah.
Despite the hopeful, you know, quality of much of the album, there is a lot of... was this a breakup album for you by any chance?
Yes. Yeah, it was. It was a while ago now, so it's okay. The whole sentiment, I guess, changes when you tour and you play the songs every night and stuff.
Maybe they take a new meaning.
Yeah, it definitely has to. You know, no, it's like touring does kind of dull the original emotion a lot.
But
it was all written, most of it was written in a fairly short space of time, quite close to that whole thing happening. Mm-hmm. So it was it's definitely, I wouldn't take offense to it being called a breakup record at all.
Well, it's, I mean, I guess part of the catharsis of that is you write it about your experience, but then when you go out and you perform them every night, you see people singing along, they're obviously experiencing it in their own way, or they're attributing it to their what they're going through.
Yeah, this is what we see now on tour as well. That's what keeps it fresh for us as well, is that, you know, we're totally aware that people then, you know, have actually kind of projected their own lives into those songs, and I'm glad that it's not, you know, I tried to make the content not too selfish, so as to be completely to be, you know, totally uninvolving. So hopefully people can actually walk themselves into that, you know, position.
Well, there are definitely some universal sentiments
on
this album.
Everyone's been there, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I particularly like the line in Good Arms versus Bad Arms that's, I might not want you back, but I want to kill him.
Yeah.
I think people can relate to that,
I
too.
I guess,
extent.
Yeah.
Now, I know that you had the option at some point in your relatively new career to go with a major label, to sign with a major record label, and you decided not to do that. What went into that decision?
They decided not to do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was the other way around.
So their decision. Well, are you happy things turned out the way they did?
So glad.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure they knew quite what to do with us at the time. We weren't even, I would happily admit, we weren't even ready, you know, and we weren't the band that we are today. Mm-hmm. You know, we weren't even the band that were like a year ago. So it was awful at the time. We'd really pinned our hopes on it.
Yeah.
And it was totally last minute that they backed out as well. But I think, you know, given seeing other bands' experiences of major labels, it doesn't always work out.
No,
you know?
No, obviously.
And you can get lost. Yeah. And they just, I think the attention and the kind of love that goes into a label like Fat Cat that we're on now, you know, you can't kind of replace that with a ton of cash.
Yeah, there is a nice sort of personal touch to a smaller label.
There is.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So you could almost liken it to the breakup, which it was painful at the time, but later you realized was good for you.
Well,
you found the one that you were meant to be with.
How fruitful. Yeah, yeah. My guitar. That's what
that's the one who will be with you forever. As long as the Australian Airlines don't do it in. Well, we have time for one more song. Could you grace us with another song? And again, Frightened Rabbit is going to be at Is Venue tonight here in Charlottesville. It's above Seatopus. It's the old Star Hill location. We're all going to rock it out, and it's going to be a lot
great.
Of fun. One more song from Frightened Rabbit?
Yeah, this is called Old Old Fashioned. It's another
great.
Happier number. Underneath,
brakes and these fast, fast wheels. All that's got old fashioned, back to how things used to be. If I get old, old fashioned, do you get old fashioned me? Clock in the top drawer, turn off the light so we can see. We will waltz across the carpet. 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3. Skin with a soft, soft static of the open fire and the shuffle of our feet. We can both get old fashioned, do it like they did. Oh, let's get old fashioned, back to how things used to be. If I get old fashioned, to get old fashioned with me. Oh, oh, oh. No electricity. If we both get old fashioned, we won't have to rely on our memories. Oh, let's get old fashioned, back to how things used to be. If I get old fashioned, you get old fashioned with me. Let's get old fashioned, back to how things used to be. If I get old fashioned, get old fashioned with me.
Frightened Rabbit on WNRN. Thank you very much, Scott, for coming in. And we're looking forward to the show tonight. That is at Is Venue here in Charlottesville above Sea Tapas Sand. It's going to be a very good one. You're going to keep us warm, I know.
Yes.
So thanks for coming in. And I think, you know what, next we're going to segue right into your fellow Glaswegian, Amy McDonald.
Ah,
so
excellent.
Here we go. Amy McDonald on WNRN.